This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onishchuk. I'm here with Bruno Campesi. Born and raised in Nelson, Bruno just won the Stanley Cup as a scout for the Vegas Golden Knights. Thanks for doing this, Bruno. So,
it seems like you have been involved with hockey since the mid-1960s, no stop, all the way.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was born and raised in Nelson, started playing hockey at the age of, I think it was 9 or 10, and had some great coaches in Nelson, Bill McDonnell, being one, with Ernie Gare Sr. being another, and Ted Hargraves along the way, and just very fortunate to have good coaches growing up, and then was able to play junior hockey. I played a little bit for the Junior Leafs, and then went on to play Junior A in Penticton for 2 years, and then went off to Northern Michigan University for a year, and then left there and played 2 years in the Western Hockey League, and then made my way over to Europe. And that's where I played, you know, for 14 years before coming back over to North America.
So obviously you had, you know, a great pro career, not NHL games, but still a long, you know, successful pro career. You got to represent Italy 4 times, I believe. Was there ever a time where you thought, you know, maybe winning a Stanley Cup wouldn't be possible for you?
I mean, you always dream of a kid as, you know, wanting to be a player in the National Hockey League and winning a Stanley Cup. But, you know, once I made my way over to Europe, I knew that wasn't going to happen. It wasn't in the cards. And I was fine with it. You know, I really enjoyed my time in Europe as a player, and it was a great experience. But when I came back to North America, I wanted to try to get into coaching and managing, and it happened. And, you know, at some point you're thinking, man, wouldn't it be kind of cool to make your way to the National Hockey League in some capacity? And I was very fortunate to land the scouting gig with Vegas right from the very start. And, you know, once you get there, then your mindset turns to not just being there. You want to find a way to try and help the team win a Stanley Cup.
When you were offered the opportunity to scout for Vegas, was it a difficult decision at all? I mean, you were working as a general manager, I believe, so it is kind of a different role, but a step up to a higher league, but in a way is a step down in responsibility.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I had an opportunity to stay in the Western Hockey League in management positions, but when this came up, for me, it was really a no-brainer. I wanted to get to the National Hockey League in a capacity, and getting to a team with Vegas that was starting from the ground up, like, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, our very first meeting, there was only 16 people on staff. I remember that meeting very well, and to see it grow over the years, and then to have the success that we've had pretty much right out of the gate. And we've had some ups and downs, and, you know, we've learned some lessons along the way, but, you know, all those lessons have served us well trying to win a championship.
What was that process like in the first summer in 2016 of trying to move through this new expansion draft process? It's never really been done that way in the NHL before. And just the whole scouting, the pro scouting, amateur scouting, building the team, what was it like?
Yeah, when I reflect back on it, it was just unbelievable because everybody was coming from different organizations. You know, or my boss was coming from Ottawa. We had others that were on Florida scouting staff. You know, we had a vast array of different people from, you know, not just North America, but Europe. And no one really even knew each other. So, I mean, it was a new group that was put together based on they were looking for people that were, you know, really hardworking individuals that would just get out there and get it done. And, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, we've got a great group of pro and amateur scouts that work extremely hard. And the process and being involved in those meetings just to see how everything evolved. That very first year, I remember in our January meeting that we went down for midterm meetings, that we found ourselves, I think we were in first place at that time, and no one could believe that that's where we are at. And the whole blueprint for the organization changed at that moment. You know, we had a totally different plan from year 1 to 6, and that changed with the success that we had right out of the gate. And it was just a whole bunch of things that just kind of came together, and there's no real explanation for it other than the fact that we ended up with really good charactered people, and they found a way to win hockey games, and it changed the blueprint and how we operated.
Yeah, especially those, you know, the 6 guys you still have from the first year, they were mostly, you know, undiscovered players. They played in the NHL, maybe Riley Smith more than the rest of them, but you hadn't seen any of those players really have success in the league yet.
No, it was amazing. Like the whole expansion draft. Yes, the rules are favorable, but in saying that, there was a lot of work that had to go in behind the scenes to try to find quality players that maybe were a little bit underserved in other teams. And we did that. And, you know, you look at some of those players that are still with us and some of the players that we had that we moved on for different parts of our organization to bring in other, you know, players through trades and so forth. You know, the process of finding that character was the highest of priorities when we were looking for players.
For you specifically, what's allowed you to stay, you know, so driven and so into hockey for so many years?
I don't know. I've always had a passion for the game. It's just, I can remember my dad taking me to Nelson Civic Center, watching, you know, the Nelson Senior Leafs at that time, and just being so enthralled and so excited to go every time I had the opportunity, and then having the opportunity to play in Nelson, you know, growing up, that's all we did. I mean, we played road hockey 24/7 and we were on the ice as much as we could, and just grew up in a really neat environment in Nelson. And I think just that passion just never left. It's always, you know, it's always been there to drive to try to stay in the game. And I've been very, very fortunate to have done this. You know, I'm 59 years old. I'm going to be turning 60 here this year. And to have this opportunity to still be involved in the game after all these years is pretty cool.
You going to keep working with Vegas, or is this kind of like right off into the sunset with the win here?
No. I've been very fortunate. I've been with them since the beginning, and things are going very well. And, you know, I plan on working for some time yet.
Let's talk a bit about the cup run you guys just had. How did this one feel compared to the first one, 2018? Was there anything different?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, the first year, it was just totally unexpected. Like I said before, it was nobody expected us to get to the point where we did. And then when we got to that point, you're thinking, man, this might happen. But, you know, as that series went on, you know, I think we've talked about it where we just weren't ready to win. We didn't have the star power. We didn't have the depth. And then you flip that around. Those are the lessons that we learned and that we tried to implement. And, you know, I got to give our upper management kind of credit for making some really bold moves on and making some really hard decisions on some very popular players. And we had to trade some popular players. We had to trade high draft picks and prospects that we had accumulated as assets in the organization. And some of them weren't very popular, but it was all with the mindset to find the, you know, Jack Eichels of the world or the Petrangelos or the Mark Stones, and to bring those guys in and making sure that we had the depth for lines and 60 and number of goalies, which we've been able to do. So this one felt really different. You know, we thought that we could stay healthy through the playoff, because the playoff run is very difficult, as you know. A lot of it's attrition and endurance if you can maintain it. And we were able to with our depth. And so when we got to the finals, we just thought that if we play our best, you know, we've got a great chance of winning this thing.
Just speaking on your point of the bold moves by upper management, I mean, they took a lot of criticism for that, especially the Fleury move.
Yeah.
And then not just players, coaches too, right? They moved on from two coaches fairly quickly, and you win it in Cassidy's first year. Criticism may have been valid in some ways, but it's hard to say they're wrong in those decisions when you're winning a Stanley Cup.
Well, like I say, every decision was calculated, and there was a reason for it. All the guys that were involved in our organizations were all either great coaches or great players. But, you know, for whatever reason, they just felt that we needed maybe something a little bit different. And to make those decisions, it's difficult because you know you're going to take the heat. And they were made with one reason in mind: to win a Stanley Cup. It's very difficult to do. There's 32 teams now. Your chances of, you know, with the salary cap era, it's very difficult to keep teams really together for long periods of time just because of the cap structure. So, yeah, I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment, and very glad that I'm able to be a part of it.
I want to get into everything that went on yesterday. What was just that whole experience? Maybe take me through your emotions throughout the game and then celebration on the ice afterwards.
Yeah, it was insane. We, as a staff, we got to sit up in the stands. Usually we're in the press box, but we were in the stands, which was a very unique experience. So, and it was just, you know, from the time we walked in, the fans were really revved up. chanting, "We want the cup, we want the cup," and it never really died down, especially as we kind of got a lead in the second period there. It got really ramped, and it was just incredibly insane in there. And, you know, as it wound down, just, you know, we looked around and we were just going like, man, this is really happening. It was pretty surreal, to be quite honest with you. And then, you know, to be able to go on to the ice after the presentation of the Stanley Cup and the Conn Smythe Trophy, to go down the ice and, you know, just kind of mingle around with the players and media and stuff, and to get your chance to lift the cup, it was just a very, very cool moment.
What was the plan after the celebration on the ice? You guys have an after party or anything?
Yeah, the team had, you know, it was very well organized. You know, we had a function right in the arena and in one of the suites for, you know, family and friends and staff and that kind of stuff. And then they've had two different places sorted out for us. And so we went to one and then we went to the other. So it was a long night, but it was a lot of fun.
And now what? Right back to the grind, get ready for the draft?
Well, we have a few days. We were coming down to Vegas anyways for a week on Saturday to prepare for the NHL draft in Nashville coming up. So we're going to be down here we're just going to stay down here now. And then we'll conduct our meetings, go to Nashville, and then come back for development camp and done early in July.
Job just never stops.
No.
Would you say that was the best moment of your hockey career, even with all the success, you know, Olympic Games, professional career, junior championships?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you dream of this as a kid, playing road hockey, or anyone that's played hockey at any level. You know, you dream of having the opportunity to be part of something like this. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bruno. Well, thanks for doing this interview. Yeah. Appreciate you joining Kootenay Co-op Radio. Good luck with the NHL draft, and good luck going forward with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, thanks for calling.